Marina Anderson, the vice president of the organized village of Kasan on Prince of Wales Island, says she's felt rushed for the entire 2 years this most recent roadless rule discussion has played out. Technology issues have been a major hindrance. When the U.S. Forest Service held its first public meeting on Prince of Wales Island in 2018, Anderson didn't find out until the 11th hour.
We finally got our mail and I opened it up and I showed it to our administrator at the time. And she looked at me with big eyes and she said, get in the car, we gotta go.
Kasan's internet was spotty at best, so the tribal government relied on an actual mailbox to stay connected. Anderson had to hurry to make the meeting, a 2-hour drive away. Kasan is supposed to be providing important feedback on the roadless rule decision to top federal officials. Like the state of Alaska, it's a cooperating agency. But unlike the state, its recommendations haven't made it into the final draft, which is now under consideration in Washington, D.C. Kasan wants the roadless rule to stay in place. However, the Tongass National Forest could be totally exempted from the federal rule. And that's at odds with a request from several tribal governments across the region who rely on the forest for food. Anderson worries history could repeat itself, and this could lead to more logging, damaging deer habitat, and salmon streams on the island.
It's been taken advantage of for so long.
Now, a final roadless rule decision is just weeks or months away. There's also a global pandemic going on. Anderson says this is not a good time for the U.S. Forest Service to hold a government consultation meeting. But the agency scheduled one with tribal governments anyway.
To try to host a video conference consultation is completely inappropriate during a pandemic when everybody is trying to take care of their own.
Anderson is currently working from home, in an old float house where she lives, a remnant left over from the industrial logging days on the island.
You cut out just a little bit in response to what?
Our conversation breaks up several times on both of our ends during a voice-only Zoom call. And it's one of the reasons the organized village of Kasan asked to have the meeting with federal officials postponed. It's hard to communicate the enormity of something between dropped sentences and long pauses. But in the end, the meeting wasn't rescheduled. It happened over the phone in late April. Anderson says not everyone showed up, which was sad.
It was awful.
In total, 9 tribal governments have requested the feds hit pause on the roadless rule decision while the pandemic unfolds. Don Hernandez from the Alaska Regional Subsistence Advisory Council has asked for that too.
I guess I would have to say they're listening to us, but they're not hearing what we have to say. Because what we have to say has already been discounted in their minds right from the start.
Recently, a records request obtained by Southeast Alaska Conservation Council showed an unreleased federal report detailing 96% of the people who weighed in want to keep the roadless rule in place. Kasan's tribal vice president says she'd like to see more acknowledgement of that reflected in the final decision-making. But the whole process, including a push for a meeting during a global pandemic, has felt disrespectful.
I want them to say, we heard you voice your opinion. We heard all of your comments. They were impactful. And keep coming to the table when we have proposals so your voice can be heard again.
In a written statement, the U.S. Forest Service said it was aware of the tribe's request to pause working on the roadless rule because of COVID-19. But the agency is still moving ahead. Quote, no delay has been announced. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.